you know, wow, pow, pow. Well, he's had a great year. And, you know, if you throw it to him in the low post, other than Tim Duncan, I don't know of a guy in the league that you would even put in his class when you talk about footwork and the intelligence that he has down there. He's a very difficult guy to guard. And they space the floor in a manner that is tough for you to come down and guard. We tried to front him. They throw over the top because he's a 7'2" guy. You know, there's a reason that they're the world champs. There's a reason that they've been to the finals, you know, the last 2 years. And so we have to play well to beat them, and that's what we have to do. We have to try to raise our level of play.
Are they playing like the team that you had talked about in March when you were battling a playoff position that you did not want that 8 seed because it was going to be a short?
Sure. Short. I mean, I think they're playing the best basketball in the league right now, you know, with the 4 teams that's left. I mean, I think Boston is playing great also. Obviously, to go down to Orlando and win 2 games, but, you know, we have not played that poorly. Especially offensively, we've been pretty good. We just had a real difficult time getting them stopped at all. And I love the fact that people throw out the fact that we're not guarding anybody and not trying. Believe me, we're trying. You know, you don't get to the Western Conference Finals and then decide that we won't try. So, you know, it's a ridiculous statement to make, really. You know, our guys are trying. You know, they're huge and they're big and you know, you try to rotate it, you try to do something, and they always have a counter for it. So, you know, we still have to find a way, and we will try to find a way, you know, to win one game. We have to win a game, and that's tomorrow.
What about Amari? Huh? Does that mean going back to simplifying things?
We will do a lot in that area right there, yeah, of simplifying and seeing if that helps at all. It would help them if they would miss a few shots, too. That would also help.
You know. You were talking before about weaknesses. Do you just at this point say, okay, there isn't a weakness?
Well, so far we hadn't been able to. That's why I say we have to raise our level of play. It's going to be important for us to raise our level of play. We're playing at home. It's a different environment. It's a completely different environment. We've been pretty successful here. You know, I think we're 14-2 in our last 16 home games in the regular season. And, you know, we've only lost one playoff game here, so, you know, we have to look at the positives in those areas, too.
You're talking about the defense, and Amari was, you know, roundly criticized for the way he defended that game, but what did you see? I mean, did old habits pop up with him, or was it just Powell?
No, it was overall. I mean, it wasn't just Amari, and that's why, you know, it's easy to target the guy. It wasn't just Amari. It was a whole overall defense. And you know what? We say, you know, front the post and we'll get help from the weak side. It wasn't there all the time. You know, so to take your finger and point it at one person, I don't think that's fair. You know, overall, I mean, Powell didn't get 126 points. So, you know, obviously we struggled in other areas too. And so we'll go back to doing some of the things that we're accustomed to doing and seeing if we can be efficient in those areas.
You talk about the Lakers have been playing so well for so long, but you got to know, too, that during the regular season, they have plenty of let-ups. I mean, you feel like, you know, maybe there's...
Yeah, but I don't, you know, you got to understand they're a championship
it's
team.
It's a different time of year.
Yeah, it is, so I don't buy anything into that. You know, I really don't. I mean, if that's the case, why are the Celtics playing so good right now?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have injuries, you have let-ups, the regular season is a different thing, and... you know, the teams that raise their level of play are still the teams that are playing right now. We're one of those 4 teams. So, you know, we'll continue to try to figure out a way. You know, we're not writing the series off by any stretch of the imagination. I know everybody else is, but we feel like, you know, we have to put ourselves in a position, and the only way you can do that is to win tomorrow. We have to win the game tomorrow.
How's LB looking these last 2 days?
He looks fine. I mean, you know, other than a patch on his head, a Band-Aid on his head. But, you know, I think he's fine, and it's no big deal, really.
Do you feel like you have to have lineups with Robin and Channing work just so you can keep size on the floor?
I think that's a good point, and we're probably going to have to do that. You know, I think we're very good offensively with the small group in there, but, you know, it's just really hard to rebound the basketball and fight those guys, you know, with that. Even with the effort that Grant and JD gives us, you know, we're still just so undersized.
What made that unit so effective, though, there at the end of the
Well, we were able to spread the floor, and they made, when you make shots, you're an effective unit. Yeah. You know, Grant made shots, JD made shots, Jay Rich made shots. You know, when you do that, you'll be an effective unit.
Albert, do you let your mind, and I probably know the answer, but do you let your mind wander forward at all and think about implications of what goes on in these next few days? You guys have such a good group here. You put such a good thing together. But as we saw, you know, Atlanta and how they kind of fell apart, much different because that was early. But, I mean, are you just in day-by-day, game-to-game mode, or do you think about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all we can do. The only thing I can tell you guys, we're going to try every way we possibly can to figure out a way to win a game in this series and try to get back in the series. If that doesn't happen, there's no way in hell that I'm going to make this a negative. It's not going to be a negative. I refuse to. What these guys have accomplished, you know, so far, I would never let it be a negative.
I'm not saying that, but
yeah.
I'm wondering if you guys can keep the core together. I mean,
well, that remains to be seen. Yeah, yeah, that remains to be seen. I understand what you're saying there, but you know, our guys, we're still positive about everything that have gone on because. You know, everybody always says that a series doesn't start until somebody wins a game on somebody else's floor. And so our job is to try to make sure that doesn't happen and try to avoid that. That's what we're going to try to do. I mean, I understand that we have to play better than we played out there. We have to be better defensively than we've been out there. We understand all of that stuff, and we have to. And one of the advantages of playing at home is that usually, you know, you play a lot better at home than you do on the road.
Mari just got through saying that you guys are going to go back to playing the way you did defensively throughout the season. You guys have changed in the first two games. Is that?
We changed some things to try to avoid the ball being in the post area, you know, so much with Gasol and with Bynum, and trying to do some things with Kobe, and you know,
didn't
you have
out
to.
So good.
Don't think that one worked out real good, Bob. So, but as I told the guys, I mean, I don't deflect anything. I'll take responsibility for that. It doesn't bother me one bit. You know, I mean, we try to, as a coach, you try to look at situations and see, and try to put your team in the best position to see if they can execute and do some things that would help us defensively. Didn't work out, so we'll try something else. And if it doesn't work out, we'll try something else. You know.
Do you think that they were a little uncomfortable, or that do you want them to feel more comfortable? Is that part of the reason to go?
Oh, I don't know if it was uncomfortable. I just think that you know you're playing against a team that has you know superior size and things like that. You got to try to do something to combat that.
Yeah.
That's what we tried to do. Obviously,
yeah.
it didn't work out.
Jared sent out on his Twitter feed, he asked for suggestions from his followers who said that you guys should play defense and hit more threes, among other things. I bet you never thought of that.
That's, you did say you were open for suggestions the other day.
Yeah, speaking of overstating the obvious, huh? You know, what is that, OJ? That's OJ on Monday Night Football? Oh, they got to get more yards rushing.
Grant said yesterday that you guys were, I'm sorry. You
go ahead. No.
Everybody's got a suggestion, I guess.
No, and I understand that. Hey, listen, it's better to have fans that care and think that they should be giving suggestions than to not have anybody at all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, you know, the fact that the fans are concerned and think that we should do this or think that something else should happen, at least they're involved, you know. To me, I prefer to have them involved.
Yeah. Thought about leaving the suggestion box at the scorer's table.
Yeah, maybe by the locker room door, you know.
Grant mentioned yesterday you guys are working on a little zone. Like, can you talk about the pluses and minuses against this team and doing something like that without
well,
revealing?
The pluses are if they miss shots, it works out great. If they make shots, it doesn't. You know, pretty simple. I mean, seriously, you know, that's what it comes down to.
About rebounding.
You know. Yeah, well, it's hard to rebound out of a zone. You know, that's one of the reasons that we've tried to stay away from it some is because it's tough to rebound out of a zone because of their size. And you know, they create some tough decisions for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, everybody talked like we're playing. we're playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. You know, we're not doing that.
You guys haven't had much good fortune either. I mean, it seems like all of their guys are playing well at the same time.
It's been tough. You know, we made some decisions thinking that it would give us an opportunity, and you got to give them credit though. Those guys have stepped up.
Right, you're inviting somebody to beat you, and they're
and they have,
it.
Yeah. They have, and that's kind of what happens when you play a good team with great players. You try to figure out a way that you can see if you can help in that particular area and make somebody else beat you, and they've been able to make shots. They really have.
Pick your poison deal, I guess.
Exactly.
Is it particularly surprising when you get contributions from guys like Jordan Farmer, Shannon Brown? I mean,
Jordan Farmer, he's not a bad player. He's a first-round pick, and I think given an opportunity, you know, he shot it a little better than we anticipated, but so is Artaz, you know.
Yeah.
And those are the things that you have to live with. You make decisions, and you live with those.
Have you gotten that cohesive full effort from your bench yet in this series where you feel like?
Oh, I think so. You know, Coins played pretty good. You got to understand that the game was kind of slipping away the other day. I'm not going to have Steve on the bench if the game slipped away. So usually Steve would have sit over there for another 3.5-4 minutes. But, you know, I had to put him back, you know. And he had to play a long stretch in the fourth quarter, which is, you know, sometimes tough for him. But, you know, the benches play well. We've used our bench, and, you know, Lou's come in and had his moments and stuff. And, you know, Jared has played good for us. But, you know, when you start talking about their bench outscoring our bench, Lamar is a starter, you know. So I don't really look at that as, you know, our guys are really bench guys, you know, other than Channing. Channing has played a lot of minutes for us, but the other guys are just like, so, you know, I think they've done everything that we've asked them to do. And, you know, the stars has to be stars to be the team like the Lakers.
Channing has shot the ball pretty well all season at home as opposed to the road. Are you expecting him to do that again, and does that change the dynamic of things?
Well, it definitely changed the dynamics, you know, and I think he will shoot it better at home. It's just one of those deals where, you know, he feels more comfortable in this building, and hopefully when, you know, if he makes shots, then it changes everything for us. So, I think he will. I really do. I think he'll step up tonight, and I think you'll see him as a much, you know, tomorrow. A much better. Yeah. I don't want him to shoot it well tonight. How about tomorrow? The hell with tonight. Okay, you can miss him all tonight, but you know, tomorrow at about 5:30 is when I like for him to make a few. Okay.
Thanks. Jared talked about some guys at certain points weren't sure if they were in the zone or not. Defensive lapses. Did you see that?
Well, I mean, we did a couple of times where we were in zones where everybody didn't communicate, which is there's no excuse. So, you know, we can't afford to have breakdowns against these guys. You know, they're too good. It's even when we play great, it's tough enough. So we just got to make sure that everybody's on the same page. But, you know, we're not making excuses, guys. You know, we have to play better all around. We have to play better offensively. We have to play better. You know, our perimeter defense has to be better. Our post defense has to be better. You know, all of that stuff, you know, in order to beat this team.
You know, Coach, after the fact now, we're hearing about some of the possible distractions that could have kept LeBron from doing what he did. And some of that stuff, as you know, involved his mother. Amari's had to deal with some off the court distractions, you know, his mother, the Ford rumors, some of the criticism. Do you think that he's handling all that well, or is it you think it's seeped in and has it affected his play?
I don't think it's affected the play. I mean, we had a talk the other day, and I asked him point blank, and he says, I'm fine. You know, I mean, that's just part of life. That's what you deal with. And, you know, but to me, he said he seems to be focused and ready to go. And, you know, I think you'll see him play better, you know.